The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is
Doug
Loves Movies.
Coming, not the yeah now. It's at the other one, the .com one. Coming to you once again from the Improv in Tempe, Arizona. Oh, shit, you guys, my plane landed. It's very exciting watching the weather for the last couple weeks. And I can't get over the fact that they're like, 117 degrees, we ground all the flights. 116, let's do this. How could 1 degree difference? I want more wiggle room than that. It's Saturday, July 15th, 2017. This is our 46th show this year, and I'm not sure exactly how many days it is till Ragnarok. But right now, it's name tag time. What do you guys got for me? The Tempe, Scottsdale, Mesa area always steps up. What I leave out? Phoenix. Oh my goodness, lots of good ones. Lots of ones I saw today on the internet, and a guy with a very insistent, small, black and white ET. Look around you how great all the name tags are. What'd you change it to, ET what? Ethan, ET Han, Ethan. I take back everything I said about you. That is an amazing name tag. Liz and Dick, wasn't that like a TV movie? Showtime or some shit? And which one are you, lady, Liz or Dick? What, you don't know? It's a secret? Oh, okay. I welcome all the trans community to my shows. Liz can have a dick, I don't care. I see some Mark Wahlbergs out there. That's always a reasonable guess. Magic Mike. What?
Magic
Mikan? Mikan. Mikan. Because what's your name?
Mikan.
Your name is Mikan? and you put money, real money, on your name tag? Like it's a strip club, right? All right. You're gonna give up all $5? There's $10? Oh, one of my guests is gonna be so rich. So lucky. But there was another Magic Mike somewhere in the crowd that I saw outside before the show. Okay. I can't see it now, dude. All right, good job, everybody, and good luck. Real quick, I gotta do some Doug plugs. San Diego, it's almost Comic-Con time, and I'll be doing 2 Doug Loves Movies tapings at the American Comedy Company this Wednesday, sold out. Thursday, some room. Different lineup each night. The following week, I'll be back doing shows at the Traverse City Film Festival, as I've done for the last few years. August 10th, I'm doing stand-up at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. August 12th at 4:20, also Go Bananas, a Doug Loves Movies taping. And then the next day, August 13th, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio. All of my dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
That's how it's done. I just feel like somebody's gonna fuck it up at the top of the show every time. Just to be that person. People like being yelled at by me. I don't get it. I don't get what that's about at all. All right, I got a lovely prize bag because I went to a party at my Free Cam's AVN party in Los Angeles, deep in Porn Valley. And so I got a beautiful My Cam's bag and then some My Free Cam slippers. I got my CD, a signed blue card from Getting Dark with High, a colorful Christmassy rubber bong, because it's never too early to celebrate Jesus. You take one rip off of this and you're like, Jesus. A copy from my hotel room of Phoenix Magazine. And this is almost something I don't want to part with, but I'm trying not to be a pack rat anymore. But from what's it called? What kind of loot crate? What wrestling company does loot crates? Like WrestleMania? Is that right? What?
WrestleCrate.
It's just called WrestleCrate? Okay. Well, anyway, it's from our friends at Loot Crate, and this is a Loot Crate exclusive. This is a metals die-cast figure of The Rock. Yeah, with that W on it from, yeah, so there you go. Oh, and a sticker that says MFC on it. Just happened to be in the bag. I didn't really throw it in there like, oh, somebody's so lucky to get this. All this stuff is in the prize bag, plus stuff brought by my 3 guests. We got 2 newbies today. Well, please give a big warm Tempe welcome to Andre Gold, Jacob Siroff, and Steve O.
Was that for me or Steve? I couldn't tell.
I think it was a combination of the 3. Most of the applause might have been for Andre's outfit. Feels like a jumper with matching tennies, but it's a t-shirt and shorts. They're separate items.
Just for you.
Yeah. And tell everybody, first of all, I just want to say that he's in a band that I enjoy a great deal, that maybe some of you know, called Red, Gold, Green. There you go. And
Still building.
And they're playing tomorrow night at the Marquee Theater here in Tempe. And you are he's gold of red, gold, green. So he's committed to a life of always wearing a goldish kind of outfit. I like how you kind of push it and go yellow a lot of the time. But you're always wearing a gold outfit, and red and green have their red and green clothes.
They sure do.
Yeah.
They're a lot more strict with it. I kind of, I overdid it today, to be honest with you.
You know, that mustache is pure gold.
Yeah, seriously, are you fixing to do like a Freddie Mercury look-alike contest?
Counting down the days till Halloween so I could like, you know,
awesome.
Do it up, yeah.
But thank you for being here a day early in this beautiful weather here in town.
Dude.
You can soak it up for a whole day before you have to go on tomorrow night.
I wanted to walk in here naked, honestly.
What? You want to walk naked here in Tempe?
I want to walk, like when I'm in Arizona.
Outside?
No, just Arizona in general.
Yeah,
I don't need clothes in Arizona.
Now that's what people, you know, the nudists say that's one of the upsides to being naked is, you know, feeling the sun over your whole body.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You should look into it, man. But thank you for being here, and let's meet our next newbie, I like to call them. It's not the greatest word in the world, but Steve-O is on the program. And not the first jackass. Now, do you want to guess which fellow jackass is the only other jackass to have been on this show?
Ooh, I have no idea, but would it be Wee Man?
It's Wee Man!
Steve wins the first game.
Did you just guess that because he's really competitive or something?
No, he's just amenable to
anything.
Fun stuff. Anything.
he's doing my kid's bar mitzvah, actually.
He started out as a homeless guy with a sign that said, I'll do anything. And he's turned it into a career. I forget which jackass it was. I want to say maybe 3D, where there's a chair and a mirror on the wall, and he gets up and stands
right,
on it, and then
yeah.
A boxing glove punches him in the face.
It was called The Valentine, and it was initially written to be Mike Tyson on the other side of the wall. But
I think that's what Wee Man said when I brought this up, because I just, every time I see that, I am so scared for him, because he could have fucking broken his neck.
Well, there are a lot of times Wee Man could have broken his neck.
Yeah. But that one just seems really like, you know, he's about to fall off a stool onto
right.
his head.
Yeah.
You know that before it happens. Most of the time when you strap on a rocket, you're like, let's see what happens.
Right.
But this one, you knew what was going to happen.
Right. It's, hey, what can I say? Like, we had God.
Yeah, no, it's worked out mostly okay for you guys. That's awesome. Not, I mean, obviously, how many different things have you broken?
Well, it depends if you count teeth. If you count
how
broken
many teeth,
teeth
have you broken?
Well, in one go, the most I broke at once was 7.
Yeah. Holy
yeah.
shit.
It's really something.
Yeah. You really look like a hillbilly for a few days.
Well,
or
right,
more.
Yeah.
How long does it take to replace 7 teeth?
Well, I've replaced a lot of teeth. It's kind of obvious I've replaced some teeth. But, you know, the good news is that for me, unlike most people, like when you see me on TMZ having broken more bones or, in this case, burnt flesh off 15% of my body, the only thing to go through your head is, yeah, good for him.
So yes, you've got both of your arms are pretty badly burned and are still recovering from that.
Right, I actually burned them so fucking badly that I needed emergency surgery 5 days after the burns. I thought I would power through it, but then I couldn't take the pain anymore. I showed up at the hospital asking for some kind of numbing cream because I'm a sober guy and I can't take painkillers. They said, we do have numbing cream, but let's check you in and have the doctors look at you. The doctors took one look and they were like, fuck, you need emergency surgery so we can take like a fucking potato peeler and cut off your burns. And then, and this is really the good part, they sewed onto me cadaver flesh from exactly 7 different dead people. I gave Jacob a sneak peek. I said, hey, check it out, dude. You know what that is? A fucking dead dude. And he goes, he says, oh man, can I take a picture? I go, fuck no, dude. I'm saving that for my next comedy special. Yeah, I apologize if that sounded dickish too.
But no, but that's not, that's your injury. That's not for someone else's Instagram.
Well, I just thought like if somebody that wasn't famous showed, hey, this is from fucking 7 dead dudes. I'd be like, let me get a picture of that.
That's right.
I'm gonna gram that.
Fair play. And I've leaked plenty, but in any case, like, I think this is gonna be, at the end of the day, one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me. Really, like sincerely. You know, it hurt. I mean, it hurts, and I'm in fucking pain right now. But God damn it, I'm glad.
Well, at least
that
you got a bottle of water to help yourself feel better.
And by the way, Doug, thank you for having me, man. Like, I'm really a big fan of yours, and it's an honor to be here.
Well,
so.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Happy to be a newbie.
I've had so many obnoxious people on this show, and a jackass shows up and is totally polite.
Yeah, I'm a misunderstood character, man.
Oh shit, I forgot to say it. I didn't forget, because I'm remembering now. Jacob Sieroff is here, everybody.
Yeah. I'm also a big fan of Jacob's, I gotta say. You know, we worked together, and how long has it been?
That was 3 years ago.
3 years, summer 3 years ago.
It was like
ago.
May 2014.
The very weekend when I first committed a crime to say fuck SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was San Diego and we worked together. It was an honor and a pleasure, man.
Yeah, we had a good weekend. You were going through a sex addiction program and I got all the runoff pussy.
Right, I was I had, interestingly enough, just recently gotten out of sex addict rehab. You see how that got no laughs? There's just something about saying you're a sex addict that is not okay. But I wanted to get to work on becoming the man that the love of my life deserves. I figured I'm not going to meet the right person until I am the right person. And I preemptively got into the work, and now here I am, and I've found the woman I love, and I just couldn't be more sure that I'm going to marry her. And I owe that to my sexual...
That's fantastic.
So
my sexual sobriety. Yeah.
So what you're saying is you're a big fan of me, though, is what you're saying.
I'm a big fan of yours. Yeah. Big fan of yours, and I'm glad that you got all that pussy that weekend.
Thanks, man. Thanks, dude.
If anybody wants to give Steve some weed, I'll take that. Andre will take all of his alcohol. We'll split it up fairly.
It's gonna be great. So let's get into it.
You gotta share the spoils of success, I say. Especially when you don't want any of them anymore. You time this shit out poorly.
Right. I mean, dude, if someone would have told me that the move to Los Angeles, that I agonized, I waited fucking my whole life to move to fucking LA and be a star. And then it turned out that the whole move, I was going to fucking become a clean and sober, fucking sexually celibate, fucking vegan. I wouldn't have believed you. You know, I wouldn't have believed you. But,
God, you did it.
I'm so grateful, man. So grateful.
Make some noise for Steve-O. Yeah.
I'm sure all those dead guys would be proud.
But, you know, this is a real concern. Like, I got the addresses of the families of the deceased who donated their skin to me so I can write thank you notes. Right?
Makes sense.
Right, it's something that Hallmark doesn't have a card for. And,
thanks for the dead skin, dude.
Well, thanks for your loved one's dead skin.
Yeah, right, it's not even yours. It's not even yours to give away.
Right, I can't help but be so nervous thinking that, like, at least one of the families, probably more, is going to be deeply fucking offended that
I think they'd be happy. Just like, if you ever meet them in person, probably don't say, hey, give me some skin.
Right. That's so good.
There'd be more people clapping at that joke if it wasn't so fucking hot here. People are really saving their energy and just kind of laughing quietly to themselves. All right, so you guys are new to this, but I did tell you ahead of time a couple of things, and one of them was that you needed to bring something to put in the prize bag. Not need to, but I'd like you to. And so tell us what you have, Andre.
I have a t-shirt.
Red, gold, green. There it is.
Woo! I used to have long hair. Don't have long hair anymore.
Yeah. What size are we going with?
Large.
All right. So probably fits any size. Why do two of you have four eyes, but then the guy with the sunglasses on, red, has... Obviously, well, who knows how many eyes under there?
Perhaps he has, yeah, exactly. He may have more eyes under there, right?
All right. Glad we solved that.
So you guys, you have one black eye? It's like the Sugar Ray model?
Wait, say it again?
One black eye like the Sugar Ray model.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's not true.
No?
There's only one black eye in your band?
Well, there's a...
Only one
let me
see.
Hold
shirt.
On. Let me reference the shirt. Correction: there's two black guys in this band.
All right, Steve. What do you got?
I brought a DVD copy of my Showtime comedy special, which chronicles the lengths that I went to become famous, so that I could plow through as much beef as possible and wind up in sex addict rehab. I also brought a copy of my memoir, my New York Times bestseller, Steve-O, Professional Idiot. I decided to throw two gifts into the package. I held off on signing them just in case there's one distinct winner and I should personalize as a signature. I don't know how it works.
You could do that for them if you want, but for the time being,
just fork
it
over.
Leave them on the ground. I don't
just
care.
Just fork over the goods. Here you go, right. Brother.
But yeah, I got a Sharpie if you want to.
So do I, man.
Make it more. Oh yeah, you're a professional.
That's right.
Jacob, yeah. You always carry a Sharpie, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
For my public.
Well, I'm surprised though that you didn't like give us like tickets to SeaWorld to put in the bag. I've been kind of wanting to go to SeaWorld, but like not pay to get in. But I'm so vocally against SeaWorld that I don't think they're gonna hook me up just for being a celebrity that hates them. But I've always wanted to go there without paying to get in, because then I feel like I get to experience, because they got a roller coaster. But
I want to just show up there and I think for me to actually show up at SeaWorld would be like for anybody to show up at the Church of Scientology with a big video camera. Yeah. They'd just be on you. Get the fuck out of here, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, just walk around casually all day, maybe rent a family and just walk around with them. And
ah, dude.
The whole day, everyone there will be like, what the fuck is he gonna do?
Right.
You're just hanging out at the park. I can't.
I know. Well, I think they can. But in any case, I don't know. Fuck SeaWorld. Yeah.
Don't get arrested with those arms, because the cops aren't going to stop to not grab your wrists and pull them behind your back.
I know.
That's going to hurt like a motherfucker. And you're going to be like, hey, dead guys, dead guys.
Right. Yeah, that it's a good weekend to be on my best behavior, especially in Arizona.
Oh. Yeah. People are crazy from the heat. Jacob, what do you got?
So I got this real last minute. I was in Portland when you
talked
to me yesterday.
Yeah, we called you up yesterday and said, come on down,
come on through. So I didn't have a chance to go back home and grab any cool stuff, so I really did this on the fly. I got, I don't know if whoever, I hope whoever wins appreciates this, but I sacrificed my drink on the plane and got you the cream of the cream of non-alcoholic airport or airline beverages, the Cran Apple. So, yeah, that's, and I'll sign that.
You just said, give me a, you just said, give me a can of Cran Apple.
Yeah, just throw it in there.
And,
but I got,
all right.
There's also a
I'm
granola
sure it
bar.
Hasn't been
a kind bar.
Oh, wow. I could do a similar joke for that, but it would be
okay.
Redundant.
This is also and from the plane?
Also, in this in the hotel room, there's this awesome hardback book that they just let you take. That they let you have. And as you can see, it says Arizona on it, where you guys live, presumably. And I had Gold and Steve-O sign it for you, and Steve actually had his signature coming on the big balloon here, if you could see. There's
yeah.
a Steve's...
Yeah,
Gold's got a cool signature. And also, I just think this really, look at, this is the first page of the book. And it's just fucking hot air balloons, and it says Rainbow Riders. Like, how closeted is this fucking state, you guys?
Yeah.
It's cool. Just be gay.
Jew hope. Jew hope.
Yeah, we're
all right. Well,
I like your body of work here.
It's a nice book. But it yeah. wasn't as devious as I called the lobby and said, can I take this?
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Said,
you did? They
yeah.
said, yeah, you can?
Yeah, they said you could take it. They said I could take it.
I didn't ask him if I could take Phoenix Magazine. Just fucking but boosted
they,
it.
I had to go through like three people. They kept putting me on hold. Let me ask the next guy. And
yeah,
like, hey,
why would anyone
it.
Want to answer that question?
I don't know.
Who wants this fucking book out of the hotel room? Ever.
Hopefully somebody here.
Oh, I know. Now it's going to be a cherished item because it's got funny drawings on the inside of a penis. We talked about it. We covered that already. All right. Excellent job, you guys. I have a couple of questions before we get to the game portion of the show. And we'll start with Jacob because he knows this is coming. What was the last movie you saw, Jacob?
I watched Moana on the plane today. Today.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a rewatch situation, right?
Yeah, I'd seen it in the theaters with my kids one time, and I hadn't seen it since then. But in the interim, between when I saw it, you know, since I'd seen it, I've become a complete, I'm sure this is going to get boos and or cheers, but I've become, through my daughter, a total Hamilton nerd. Like, I'm obsessed. I'm fucking obsessed with Hamilton, but
wait,
I wasn't.
I don't think a single, why did you think anyone was going to boo you?
Because people hate Hamilton. A lot of people fucking hate Hamilton. I won't name names.
None of them are here today.
I'm glad. I
mean,
that
some
Hamilton.
Might be ignorant about it.
Right.
They just don't know what it is, so they're mad about it.
I've had a lot of people, you know, some comedians and stuff, say that it's, you know, this Upper West Side kind of rich girl, you know, catered rap or something. And that, yeah, a lot of people just resent its success, I think. But
yeah,
I'm all about it.
There's probably a lot of people listening who don't know what Hamilton is. So let's
really?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I only know because my sister and my niece are obsessed.
Yeah.
But what it is, it's a historical play on Broadway, right? With a soundtrack of rap music.
Rap and jazz and show tunes and
the
other
best,
gay things.
The best is, like you know, my family came to visit, and we went up to go skiing for the day, right? We had a 2-hour drive in the car, and they're playing for me the soundtrack to Hamilton, and then I'm saying yeah, so this is now you like rap music, and it was a fucking like 2-hour long debate over how oh no that's not rap, that's not rap, it's fucking rap.
It's a lot of rap. So there's like Mobb Deep references and stuff. It's rap.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's great. So you know he wrote the songs in Moana, the lyrics. So it was interesting that I could really hear his stamp on it this time around, and I appreciated that. So that
right.
was what I, that was my takeaway.
Yeah, he's good with words.
He's a wordsmith. He's a national treasure.
Not unlike Hamilton himself.
That's right.
Yeah. Or the In the Heights guy, whoever that character was.
Benny from the Bronx. I think it was Benny from the Bronx.
Doug loves musicals, you guys. But more about that later. Steve, do you remember the last movie you watched?
Did I have to make it through the whole movie, or
partial
count?
Maybe the fact that you didn't make it through the movie is would be interesting.
Yeah, there was that new Brad Pitt one, the Netflix original.
Oh, War Machine.
War Machine, correct.
Yeah, you lost interest in that, or
I just
didn't have the time?
I mean, I don't want to be like a mudslinger or negative, but I was just maybe kind of tired.
Tired of that movie's bullshit?
I just really wanted it to get funnier quicker.
I think it always felt like it was supposed to be funnier than it was being.
Right, and it was just a lot of setup.
I didn't get the tone of it or the fact that it was mostly set up.
Right, right. Thank you for agreeing, and sorry to anybody involved in that.
No, there's really good people involved, and I certainly wanted to like it. Jacob loved it.
I loved it.
And I'm sure that it worked wonders for Netflix. I think.
Also, Anthony Michael Hall just was worth that movie for me. He was so good in that.
Really?
You didn't like him?
Well, I just couldn't get past the one picture of him on the poster. I just, like, I don't know. Like.
Yeah, he's changed.
Yeah, he looks very... He's always constipated now.
He's not the Farmer Ted from 16 Candles that we once loved.
Oh, my God, that was him. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. I remember that he was in Vacation, but I forgot all about 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dramatic change.
You gotta see The Breakfast Club, dude. You gotta see The Breakfast Club.
The moment that you really noticed it was when he was like the brute in Edward Scissorhands. It's like, who the fuck? What happened to Anthony Michael Hall? And then he's had a good career since then, but not obviously as big as, you know, when he first started, because he was huge for a while.
Better than Judd Nelson.
Yeah, if you're going to have a competition, I'd say right now, of the Breakfast Clubbers, he's the winner. But that's just because he's in War Machine. Like, what the fuck are any of those other five doing right now?
That's a great question.
Is Molly Ringwald a French? She's a star in France, right?
Molly Ringwald.
She moved to France for a while, yeah.
I think Emilio Estevez has been doing pretty well for himself.
He's directed that movie about the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, but I haven't seen or heard much of him since then.
Right, wow. For all the success of the Brat Pack... The Breakfast Club really came up short.
Well, obviously, Rob Lowe has, you know, done pretty well for himself because he found that he could talk fast well on West Wing. And then he's really funny, too.
Let's face it, he's fucking gorgeous.
And he's beautiful, yeah.
Not in The Breakfast Club, but Brat Packer, I guess.
He's a Brat Packer, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was going for there once he brought that up. Then we opened it up to Demi Moore, she's in something now, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Rough Night.
Rough Night? Oh, she's in that? No, there's something else that she's like one of the two leads in it.
Yeah, I feel like it was some kind of a Lifetime thing or something.
Maybe. Or at least it feels like it when you're watching it.
God.
What was the last movie you saw, Andre? Wait, you had all the other two guys.
All right, hold on.
You had all that time to think about it.
So I was thinking, my laptop in the middle of this tour was bent. And I had to drop it off at the Apple Store. I have all of the movies I download illegally, torrent. I was going to watch The Lobster. I was told you guys are big fans
Trey
of
Galleon
Lobster.
Told you what a laugh riot it
exactly,
was.
Exactly. No, I watch a lot of shows, though. I love Fargo. You know Fargo, the show?
Yeah.
It's a great fucking show. Yeah.
Yeah, Fargo's terrific. Just got a shit ton of Emmy nominations.
Deserved, too.
Yeah, dude. Emmy is going to be the fucking young pope all day long, dude. The fucking Jude Law.
I don't think he got nominated for anything.
Oh, my God. Jude Law in The Young Pope was fucking fantastic. I will be so pissed if he doesn't get the big one.
Well, I'd like to invite you back to be on Doug Loves Young Pope. we could really dig into it.
God, oh, man. Really, nothing? Nothing?
What?
It got nominated for nothing?
I think it got shut out. But I also didn't read anybody mentioning it being snubbed either. Like, people were upset that Leftovers didn't get any nominations. We got one. And Carrie Coon got nominated for Fargo, so at least she got nominated for something because she's amazing.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's talk my second question. Jacob, you go first. You can't say whatever you said last time you were on. I'm trying to find the best movie that I've never seen. So you guys have to guess, what's a movie that you think is obscure enough that I haven't seen it, but that also I would love it if I did?
Oh, you would love. That could be unpredictable.
Right? Plus, what the hell have I seen? Somebody had two different movies in a tweet today, and I had seen both of them, and they're both excellent.
You've seen...
Bernie and Safety Not Guaranteed. Love both those movies, but I have seen them. Jacob, what haven't I seen?
Please forgive me if I said this last time because I don't remember if I did, but...
I'll murder you if you repeat.
Have you seen Eat, Drink, Man, Woman?
Huh?
Eat, Drink, Man, Woman.
Yes, 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 and no. Drink. Yeah, there was four things. I think I did, but I also think that I found it overrated, but that's mostly because I was young and I was less into foreign films at the time.
Well, Doug, I think you would love that movie.
I should maybe give it another look, but I have seen it.
Okay.
All right.
Fuck.
Is it my turn?
That is a good one, though. Steve, do you have one?
Well, as far as like aiming for one that's obscure that you wouldn't have seen, I'm going to go with the New Zealand. I think it's from New Zealand. Foreign film called The Little Death. I saw it on Netflix.
I saw it on Netflix,
too. Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy it?
I liked it. I liked the guy that one of the leads in that movie plays a real hillbilly on Justified. I can't think of the actor's name, but okay. He's great. And I didn't even know when I was watching him on Justified that he's from New Zealand.
Right.
And so when I saw that movie, I was like, fuck, that guy's good.
Yeah,
Dewey Cox, I think is his name on Justified.
I feel like when I see a good
Dewey
actor.
Dewey Crow.
Like there's a good actor that's American, I just assume, oh, this guy's from some other country. Like he's from New Zealand or Australia.
Especially in TV, it's like, fake accident.
The one where the wife can't get off unless her husband cries. Like that,
yeah.
Shit's so good.
Yeah, she has to keep tricking this guy, this poor guy, into crying for different reasons so that she could have some good sex with him. And she resorts to some pretty shady shit.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll tell you I like to consider this my all-time favorite movie. It's from the 70s. It's got a soundtrack that's 100% Cat Stevens.
Harold and Maude.
Yeah, I love it. Fucking love that movie.
I
wouldn't expect you to not see that, but I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, it's really good.
Recent movie that I loved, really enjoyed, was War Dogs with Jonah Hill. Dude. I fucking love that movie.
Great movie.
I think that was the best movie.
That'd be a great film critic show, just two guys going, dude.
Two dudes.
We rate this movie
last summer.
Agreed. I love it.
We rate it. Yeah. No, dude.
God, Jonah Hill impressed me in that.
He's hilarious, too.
Jonah Hill is very good.
Yeah. Fuck.
Doug, did you see
he's a very good actor who changes size.
He's good at
quite
that.
Frequently, too.
I don't know if it's intentional. But
I think it is. I think he really goes for it with roles where he can't be the fat guy.
No, I'll tell you up front. I'll tell you, like, definitively that's not the case because I enjoyed War Dogs so much that I actually looked into the true story, as I often do. And I Googled. I saw
the true
images.
Story was a thin guy?
Yeah. Yeah, the actual guy was very thin.
But it really worked for that character, too, though. If he'd have been the thin Jonah, I think it wouldn't have been as effective. Because it's just cool that this kind of like fat, slovenly guy just takes out a gun on gang guys and says, fuck you, and they run off, you know?
Yeah. Right, and the thing that, to me, like, it just really reemphasized how much I loved it. He got an Oscar for Moneyball, right?
Yeah.
He got nominated for that and also for Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street I did not fucking enjoy, man.
The character he played in Moneyball.
It's a fun movie about how a lot of people lost a lot of money to these assholes.
Right, but the first fucking 1 minute of it ruined it for me. I was just like, I don't buy it. And I think that Jonah Hill should have gotten that fucking Oscar for War Dogs, man.
Funny though, dude.
He got nominated for a Golden Globe for War Dogs, and people thought that was odd that he got in there. But he's a really good actor.
But the real guy,
fucking good in that movie.
The real guy he played in Moneyball wouldn't let his real name be used in that movie because Jonah Hill was fat and he's skinny in real life. It's a real baseball exec that he played, and they had to use a fake name because the guy was like, I don't want a guy looking like that playing me in a movie.
Are you serious? Yeah, so you're not being...
No, that's true.
Wow. Man, what do you call that?
I believe
that?
It was a Paul DePodesta, I think it's his name.
Fatophobia.
Yeah, because like, everybody that's in this guy's life knows that he's not fat, so why does he care about people out there in the world thinking that the fictional version of him is fat, so he must be fat?
He's like, why can't Brad Pitt play me? I think. Just,
like, that'd be a fun surprise to everybody he meets. Hey, you know Jonah Hill, that fat fuck that placed me in the movie? Everybody like, hey, you're not fat. You go, yeah, that's right. He gets a compliment out of the gate.
Right.
Maybe he's kind of fat and didn't want a really fat guy.
Yeah.
That could be an issue.
Villain.
Right.
They don't like kind of fat here in Arizona. Maybe. They're like full-fledged obese or emaciated.
Yeah, maybe he had that fucking lap band surgery and he doesn't want anyone to know about it.
Doug, have you seen the porn version of Eat, Drink, Man, Woman? Eat, Woman, Drink, Man?
I eat, pray, love that joke. Did you answer my question, Andre?
What
Greatest
question?
Movie I've never seen? I saw War Dogs.
You probably have seen this one, Funny Farm? You've seen Funny Farm.
With Chevy Chase?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
It totally is. Red Bud. Have you ever seen the mating habits of the earthbound human?
No.
With...
You're looking it up on your phone? That's not how the games work on this show.
No, I wanted to
can't
show
cheat
you.
Cheat like that.
Have you seen this movie? Mating Habits of the Earthbound Human. Carmen Electra.
David Hyde Pierce is always good.
Yeah. Dude, this movie
Mackenzie
is hilarious.
Mackenzie Astin, Sean's younger brother, Lucy Liu, my girl Drew, Cameron D, Destiny.
Mackenzie from Facts of Life. He's still... Was that...
Have either of you guys seen this movie? Not to cut you off.
I haven't seen it, but now I got to
Mating
check
Habits
it out.
Of the... Yeah, see this movie. It's hilarious.
What did it get on there?
6.4, but that's always good. Bullshit.
That's
anyway. Fifth Element is like a 6 on this...
Fifth
Bullshit.
Element?
Yeah.
In this movie, you're guaranteeing us it's funnier than the
It's
Fifth
way
Element?
Better than 6.4. I'll tell you that.
All right.
It's not Lilu Dulles multipass, but...
All right. Doug, let me ask you a serious question. I'm not even sure if it's a question. It might be a comment. But, you know, like... I don't...
You're my least favorite person in a Q&A.
Well, here it is, right? Like, I don't watch as many movies as you do. Like, I mean, when I'm gonna invest my time in watching something, I wanna really fucking make it worthwhile. So I regularly, if I'm inclined, go on Google and I will type in the best movie on iTunes or the best movie on fucking Netflix. You know, like, and every time they will crank out I'll click on it. It's like a list of the 50 best fucking movies, and the ones I'm familiar with, I'm like, I fucking hated it. So, like, how do you, you know, like, I guess...
Casablanca, Boo, Jaws, Suck It, The Exorcist, fuck you.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm just not, like, my sensibility's different from it, but...
Right. But, well, what's like an idea of it? Well, give us what's a classic to you? Like, what's a...
Okay. I mean, well, fuck, dude. Like, Casino, Goodfellas, shit like
fuck
that.
Yeah.
Those are high up on those kind
right.
of lists.
Boogie Nights. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's
fuck
a huge one.
Right.
Yeah, your taste
really
isn't that crazy.
I enjoyed The Social Network.
Social Network's great.
Good movie.
I fucking loved that. Yeah.
I don't know if I need to see Jesse Eisenberg ever again.
Right.
Like, that was such a perfect role for him, and then he's Lex Luthor, and I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, shit. That,
Go do another startup. You don't need to play him.
Oh, dude, Blow was fucking great.
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
And, shit, the other one Johnny Depp played where he played Whitey Bulger. Fuck, that was good.
Oh, dude, The Town.
Black Mass.
No, not The Town. Black Mass, yeah.
Yeah. So in any case, I don't know. I just want, can you, now you know what I like, can you suggest for me a movie that... That's my question. Because Google fucks me over every time.
All right, I think you should definitely check out Predestination.
Ooh.
Did you watch it?
No, and...
Dude, I'm getting out my notepad on my
Green
iPhone.
Green Street Hooligans, have you seen that?
Shit, hold on.
Me neither.
Okay, Predestination? What, just so I can take the note to watch Predestination.
All right.
By the way, he has his notes app open. He's writing it in his notes app.
Predestination. What was the other one? Green Hooligans?
Green Street Hooligans.
Green Hooligans.
Green Street Hooligans?
It's a soccer movie.
I'm not mad at it.
Requiem
as good.
For a Green Hooligan.
How about that one wrestling movie, Foxcatcher? Fuck, that was good.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Based on a true weirdness.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't fucking Google it. It would have ruined it, man. Like, I did not see that end coming. Green Street Hooligans. Okay, dude, like, we have one more? Can you give me a winner?
What's happening?
I want one more suggestion.
One more suggestion?
For just a fucking bitchin' movie.
Shush. Oh, he's right, though. Equilibrium.
All right.
Okay, cool. I promise to let you do your thing now.
The last time somebody said to me, I had to throw them off the show.
But I think we're doing all right so far. So.
No, this is great.
All right, excellent.
You guys are having fun, right? I'd say, Steve, you're already in my top 10 favorite guests.
Oh, well, thank you, man.
Yeah, and Andre's inching his way into the top 100.
Wow, dude. I fucking love it. I do pride myself on being a pretty good podcast guest, but whatever.
Hey, we should mention this. You're talking about, is it too soon to say anything about your podcast?
It's an idea I've had kicking around. I've been meaning to do it, but I'm just gun shy because I'm terrified of like the obligation of having to deliver it every week. I don't like all the fucking Hollywood reps talking with the fucking podcast networks. It all just turns me off. But I did just register and secure a YouTube URL. It's youtube.com/steveopodcast. There's nothing on there, yeah.
I actually I listened to your audiobook that you narrated.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, cool. My friend Moshe Kasher was going to record his audiobook.
Right.
He was listening to a lot to like to prepare himself.
My doppelganger, Moshe Kasher.
Yeah. But we drove up from LA to the Bay Area once and we listened to your audiobook.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So if that was a sneak peek into your podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
I just accosted Doug in the green room with questions about, oh man, how often do you upload? And then, you know, like what? When did you start? And there's all these questions about, because I am fascinated. I do intend to get involved in it. So thank you for the support.
I think you should do it. I think you'd have an instant audience, and you don't need a podcast network. I've been podcast network free for this entire show's existence.
Right, and thank you for making that point. Thank you for making that point. And by the way, congratulations, man. Like,
Doug, are there any podcasts you think I should be listening to? Or?
What's the best podcast I've never heard? Well, it's got to be Steve O podcast because it doesn't exist yet. All right, so we got plenty of time left here for these games, but this is where it does get a little complicated. And I'll talk you gentlemen through it, because I'm about to say this first. Let the games begin! And then a bunch of name tags, movie-themed name tags, will rise from the crowd. And I need each of you to physically, don't necessarily go to whoever yells at you, but physically go grab the name tag of the person that you want to represent today during the game portion of the show. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our pals at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. You guys already know all about Loot Crate. They've been a longtime sponsor of Doug Loves Movies and have been incredibly generous with our listeners. If you haven't already, it's never too late to join in the fun. If you're more of a fanatical fashionista, then try Loot Wear, monthly wearables and accessories with cult classics from your favorite franchises. Or if you want to geek out your pet, try Loot Pets. July's Loot Crate theme is animation, featuring items from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Bob's Burgers, Futurama, and Rick and Morty. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, you know how it works. That's it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter my code D-O-U-G to save $3 on any new subscription today. Today's show is also brought to you in part by Audible Channels. The cult classic TV comedy Dr. Katz, The Audio Files, is back with the original cast, now as a free premium podcast at audible.com/Dr. Katz. Join 15 of comedy's biggest stars as they bare their souls on the couch with Hollywood's favorite shrink, Jonathan Katz, for 15 minutes. Eavesdrop on top comics like Sarah Silverman, Ted Danson, he's not a comic, Ray Romano, definitely a comic, Weird Al Yankovic, Kristen Shaw, Maria Bamford, Paul F. Tompkins, some guy named John Hamm, and someone else named Moore. Get it? Comedians finally get the therapy they need, and you get free antidepressants in your ears. The new episode with Weird Al is there now. Listen to Dr. Katz, the audio files, available exclusively now at audible.com/Dr. Katz. That's audible.com/DRKATZ. Back to the show.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, all right. We are back. Great job, everybody. Let's start with Andre. Who are you playing for, dude?
Three Sabinos.
Instead of three amigos.
Instead of three amigos.
It's all three of the Sabinos. Is this just one guy three times on here?
It's the guy I got it from.
Yeah, okay.
Three times. Three of him. He's narcissistic.
And what's Sabino? Is that a first name or a last name? First, okay. Sabino. What's your last name? Sabino Garcia? That's a fucking sweet name. Andy Garcia, that doesn't make any sense. All right, who are you playing for, Steve?
Looks like I've got Napoleon Dynamite.
And he changed it to Nate Polian, because his name is Nate.
All right.
That's how this works.
Okay.
It's pretty creative, eh?
The poster's great.
I'm gonna pretend that I understand what's going on.
Right. But you do that. Like Napoleon Dynamite,
pass
you're a fan.
Pass that down here, pass Napoleon down here.
Of the signs I saw, Napoleon Dynamite was to me the most worthy pick.
Pass it down here. Oh wow, they wrote it in a weird way on the back, but I don't want you to accidentally read what's on the back. Because if you lose today, I have to say that this person on the back of here is a shithead out loud at the end of the show. So that's the consolation prize. So don't feel bad if you don't win today. But the winner today is going to get, for the person whose name tag they chose, all the contents of the prize bag.
All right.
That's why we have the prize bag.
Whoever does win, don't let me get away without scribbling some stuff on that my contributions.
Yeah, do not let him get away.
Right.
And they got your autograph on your famous Arizona book.
Yeah, that one was a particular.
Oh, that's true. They already do have an autograph in there and a coming dick.
It's a dickograph. Yeah. The O at the end of Steve-O really makes for a pretty graphic head of a penis. It's
Jacob?
I picked a real lazy one, although, you know, I like Star Wars, of course, and it is Star Wars, but the guy rubber banded a $20 bill on it, so he appealed to my Jew sensibilities, and I took it. I took the cash.
Plus.
The crooked. He got a shithead, but he didn't, like, give himself he didn't name it, but he told me his name was Antonio, so I'm going to go ahead and name him Antonio. He didn't make a name tag properly. Wow. It's really cuddly, though. Do you want it, or can I cuddle it? It's very cuddly.
No, you can hang on to it. I feel
it
like
talks.
You have a good chance of winning today. Oh, it makes noises?
Yeah, now you want it.
No, I don't, but let it make a noise. Yeah, well, I mean, what would it do besides, he's only got so many noises. It's not like he's suddenly gonna be like, I'll have a cocktail.
Chewbacca's only, he's only really got one noise. It's like full-scale orgasm.
Yeah. It's
that's where they get... It's a... Wow.
Yeah.
I am the king of the forest.
I think that's what... How right. they got his voice. It's a combination of a bear and Ben Burt coming.
Oh, okay.
Ben Burt did the sound design for the Star Wars movies, yes. Fuck you. I want him back. He's so cuddly.
All right, hang on to that little fuzzball. We're going to play a series of games, gentlemen, to determine our winner today. This first game is something that I call Doug Loves Musicals. I'm going to name the songs in no particular order from the soundtrack of a musical motion picture. And you guys can guess as often as you'd like. But the first person, yeah, make sure you're plugged in, Jacob.
I'm good.
The first person to guess the correct title wins this game.
Are you penalized for wrong answers?
Nope.
Nice.
Unless you think not winning is being penalized, then yes, you are being penalized until you get the right one.
I didn't follow that. Does that mean that, like, I
guess as often as you like. No problem.
Okay, good. Annie.
It's all good.
I'm going with Annie.
I love a pre-guess incorrect.
I'm out of musicals, man.
My guests never are. That's why we play it.
La La Land.
I love them.
Okay, well, I should rephrase. It's not just name every musical you've ever you've ever heard of. Try to apply a little logic to it.
Okay, all right. Sorry, man.
Because I'm going to list all the songs. It might take a second for anybody to get it. What movie musical has all these songs in it? Where is it written?
Mary Poppins.
Great guess, no. No Wonder.
One?
Nope. Tomorrow, is that even a thing? You mean once?
Once, yeah, that's what I meant, sorry.
No, no to one and once. Tomorrow Night. Will someone ever look at me that way?
Guys and gals.
What?
Guys and gals.
Guys and Dolls?
Guys and Dolls.
No.
The fuck?
Guys and Dolls.
Star Wars.
The Dancer Cue. I mean, Chorus Line. I wanted to play that side game. Now we're back to this game. No matter what happens... A piece.
The Wizard of Oz.
Nope. A piece of sky. Boy, that would be a lot of songs nobody's ever heard of in The Wizard of Oz.
Right. Pennies from Heaven?
The Way He Makes Me Feel.
Moonraker.
Ooh! The Wiz.
Musicals. The Wiz? It's one of the better guesses, but still incorrect. And this one might push it over the top. Please, if you're in the audience and you know it, don't yell it out. Papa, can you hear me?
Fiddler on the Roof. Yentl.
Yentl is correct.
See how I did the Jew double take on Fiddler on the Roof?
Suddenly yelling out all the Jewish movies.
Fiddler on the Jesus Christ Roof, superstar. Yentl.
Papa, can you hear me? Yeah, it's Barbra Streisand cross-dressing to go to school, to go to yeshiva, is that right?
Let's say rabbinical school. Yeah, that's good
enough. Okay, all right. Anyway, I just thought of that movie recently and thought that would be fun to do to you guys. I apologize.
Who was the lead in that? Was it Michael Ancheon or something?
Huh?
Who was the male lead?
Mandy Patinkin.
That was Mandy Patinkin.
Mm-hmm. And, all right, enough of that stupid movie. We're going to play a game of ABCD's Nuts. Yeah. Which, like, if this was a thing on Jackass, somebody's nuts getting hurt would be involved. But on this show, it's just a spelling game.
All right.
With little or no nut action.
So far.
Yeah. It's a spelling game. Jacob's going to get to go first because he won the last game. And then we'll go to Steve, and then we'll go to Andre. And basically what's going to happen is I'm going to give you a letter, and all you got to do is name any movie ever made that begins with that letter. But if you match the one that I wrote down ahead of time, then you automatically win the whole game.
Ooh.
Yeah. Crazy. And in honor of my upcoming Benson movie interruption on August 26th at the Castro in San Francisco, we are going to spell 50 Shades Darker. So that means the first letter is an F in 50. So Jacob, start us off. Name any movie that begins with the letter F, and a theme might emerge that you might want to try to look out for.
Well, based on the last game, I'm going to go with Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, interesting. No. I chose 50 First Dates.
Okay.
Yeah. So the next letter's I. So all you got to do, Steve, is name any movie that begins with the letter I. Sometimes it helps to just sound it out, just start talking.
What was the one with Morgan Freeman? Was it called Iculus or
what? Oculus? Icarus?
Never mind.
Interstellar?
Any I movie.
Okay. Anyone at all.
I am.
What was the one about the tiger?
Life of Pi?
Oh, yeah, fuck. it ended in I, okay?
Like, it would be a good...
No, that was Concussion. It.
That's it.
Sorry, that was a made-for-TV miniseries. But there's a new It movie coming out, right?
Also, just keep... There's, like, movies that start with it. Just add more words.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool. We can move on.
Pass. Ice tough, dude. It's a tough one.
I went with It Could Happen to You.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. That was the one about the big tipper and Bridget Fonda. And she was a waitress. She got a huge tip. Nicolas Cage is a cop. They fall in love. F right. For you. F is the next letter in 50, and it goes to Jacob.
You mean Andre?
Yeah, I was confused. Sorry.
You're right. It's you, Andre.
Okay. For F.
Ooh, I got one. Fuck yeah.
That was really quick compared to last time. Like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
do you have one help? For? Do you have an F one, yeah. Andre?
What's happening?
Firestarter.
Yes, Firestarter.
Firestarter.
Okay.
I was going to say Forrest Gump.
Wait.
Is that really what it is?
That works too. Which one is your pick? You only get one.
Whichever.
I might have written one of those down.
What's the right one?
There's no right or wrong. They both begin with F.
You reacted to Forrest Gump, so.
Okay, that's what you're going with, Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump?
No, I went with Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Fuck!
Now it's back to Jacob. Another T for Jacob.
Okay, so we had 50 Shades Darker. Oh, no, we had 50 First Dates. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
This is a T.
And what was the first? I'm just going over that. What was the I movie?
It Could Happen to You.
Okay.
This guy. And you're really worried about winning today?
No, I want to just guess the. I like to get it right.
Yeah.
I forget. Can we use those or no those?
You can use the.
How about The Wedding Singer?
Good guess. Begins with T anyway. I went 27 Dresses. Why for
okay.
Steve?
Oh, fuck.
I gave myself a head start, and I believe the Beatles made a movie called Yellow Submarine. Does that count?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I, of course, wrote down Yentl.
Fuck! God damn it!
S is the next letter.
Serpico?
Yeah, that's good. There was even a movie called All S's. It was about a killer snake. But you didn't say that. You said Serpico.
Trust me.
That's correct. I went with Serendipity.
Of course you did.
Yeah. H, Jacob.
Just having a really tough time with the code here.
I know. That's why you got to just let it go from your mind. Just say a movie that begins with H.
Okay.
I already got mine.
Oh, yeah. What letter do you think is next?
A.
You better get an H ready, though, in case Jacob fucks up and doesn't have an H.
No, I have an H.
Then the H moves
H
to you.
H is a tough one, dude.
Yeah, we're going to force you to do the H if Jacob can't do it. That came out wrong.
That'll be fine. I'll just, I don't know the theme, but I'll just go with Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Ooh, how about that?
Wouldn't it be funny if I just had a different Harry Potter?
Yeah.
But no, I went How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
See, but wait, there's like a skipping theme, okay.
What?
I feel like there's a theme, but it's not consistent.
Oh, it's pretty fucking consistent.
There's definitely a dating element to it.
What's your A?
Anaconda, baby!
Yeah! I went with Annie Hall, baby.
That I'm not familiar with, so I don't
You don't know
that.
Annie Hall?
Nah.
Best picture winner.
Oh, yeah?
Great fucking movie.
But we don't like that guy anymore.
I do. I still do.
All right. Wasn't your children.
It's probably not the place to get into it, but I don't buy that.
No, I know. We've talked about it before.
I'm Team Woody.
Yeah, we've talked about it. It's but it's definitely they said, he said. I mean, it's a lot of accusations being thrown around. We're talking about Woody Allen.
I'm thinking about D right now.
Yeah. Which also has another meaning. I don't think you meant that to come out like that. Talk about D all day, yo.
Pardon me while I think about the D. No, no.
What do you got for D, dude?
Oh, it's D? Oh, shit, okay. D.
What? Why can't you do it?
You guys are competing against each other.
I can't think. I'm like dunkaroos.
Just start talking D.
Ducks that are mighty.
Ooh, Daredevil. Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Daredevil, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great job, guys.
Obviously, consistent with the theme.
No, yeah. I went with definitely maybe. Back to you, Jacob, with the E.
How about Everyone Says I Love You?
Ah, that's a good guess, but I'm not going to put more than one Woodman movie in here. Maybe. I put Enchanted. Okay, this is yours to knock out of the park, Steve. The first letter is S.
Right.
People in the audience know exactly what movie it is.
Steve-O special on Showtime.
Right. S.
Everybody's hissing.
Metallica made a movie called Some Kind of Monster.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Great documentary. I like it.
Right.
All right. This is a little different than what they were going for. Sleepless in Seattle.
God damn it. I was thinking You Got Mail, but it starts with a Y. So close.
I'll be in Tacoma, Washington on August 19th. Holy shit, you gotta do D again, Andre? They
is it
made
really
a Daredevil
D?
Too.
What's he on? What are we on? 50s? Ooh, ooh. Oh, darker.
Oh, what was D. the one with the Benedict Cumberbatch? Wasn't that Doctor Strange?
Oh, yeah, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Do you want to go with Doctor Strange?
Probably not a good idea.
I feel like none of my attempts have been anywhere close to the theme.
Well, we're in the romantic.
What do you
comedy,
think the theme
so,
is?
I know. Like, something romantic, right? Like
Deep Throat.
The D.
Yeah, there is a movie called Deep Throat.
Oh, Deadpool's kind of
Deep Throat. Deep Throat.
Oh, okay.
Deep Throat.
Yeah.
Probably not the one.
Deep throat.
I went
it?
With a slightly different approach. Did you hear about the Morgans?
Ah.
Yeah.
We're all disappointed in that answer.
Yeah. Nobody. Sarah.
Everybody wanted Deep Throat. Am I right? Deep Throat. See?
It is one of the greatest rom-coms ever. Because, like, she can only come if you shove your dick in her mouth. That was the premise, you guys. Is that her G-spot was in her throat. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty funny stuff. A is the next letter.
A, okay.
Yeah, we gotta wrap this up, this game.
I mean,
we went out of time for the... The next game's the one that really matters.
I'm just keeping it going, and I know this isn't what you picked, but All About Eve.
Yeah, okay. That's an A. Ooh. I went with As Good As It Gets.
Oh, shit, what's my letter? Fuck.
R.
Okay, oh, R.
Resident Evil.
okay.
Such cheaters.
There's
no cheating in the next game, you guys. Andre.
I'm helping him.
No, I know. Don't do that.
Oh, shit.
That's better. That's better.
Right. Restrepo. Yeah.
Restrepo. I like it.
Yeah.
Good job. Roman Holiday.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, that's an old one. K is the next letter.
Karate Kid.
What?
Karate Kid. No. Hold on. K. I feel like this is one where...
That's the Karate Kid.
The Karate Kid. See, I didn't even get it right anyway. K.
Killing
Kate and Leopold.
Kate and Leopold?
That's a good kid.
That actually could win.
That's an actual fucking rom-com. I can't believe it. Mine is not nearly as romantic as Kate and Leopold.
Come on.
I went with Knocked Up.
You can't win with this guy.
You can't. That's part of the fun. E, Jacob.
L, Enchanted.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I should say that's a match.
Because
it's correct and it's a match. I would say correct about every other answer, but that one was a match. I'll get good at this someday. But Jacob wins another game. He's walking away with his shit.
Yeah.
Even with cheating competitors.
But I'm on the take, to be fair. Like, I give you $20.
Is it cheating? I mean, are we just...
We're going to allow the corrupt here to win in this country?
He's corrupt for taking the $20?
Isn't that a corrupt act?
No.
I think we need to have a playoff or something.
I'm going to split the blow I put it towards with you.
As long as I can keep our shirt. So I can sell it and make $20 like you made.
You guys good?
Steve's texting Johnny Knoxville right now.
Nah, this is checking the time, man. We're doing good.
You know, the only time...
I mean...
He's like, Knoxville, you thought our show was tough.
Well, nah, it's just like, I just wanted to figure out, like, how much time, because I'll be headlining here tonight, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
We got to get it done in time for your show tonight.
Right.
We can't just roll right through into it.
Oh, I mean...
But I think... is anybody coming back to see Steve later? Or? Yeah.
Rob,
so
if you're not, you're fucking.
Yeah, so we'll get done in we'll get done in plenty of time. You have That's opening great. Acts, right?
It's just that I have like the this is great. Like much of the staff of the burn unit coming to help change my dressings.
On stage during your set?
No, just before.
Oh, I thought you were gonna do like a performance art thing. Where you try to tell jokes while you're screaming in pain.
Right. No, I'll videotape that in the green room. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I noticed there's lots of cameras in the green room.
Right.
That's
lots
you?
Lots of cameras. That is me, yeah. I'm putting together this sort of a draft for my next comedy special.
I love it.
It's very exciting. Yeah.
Two shows tonight, and then that's
two
it
shows
for the
tonight,
weekend?
That's it. No Sunday this weekend. Sorry, folks.
But... Sorry, fucking Sunday fuckers.
Yeah.
You shit out of luck. Go stand out in the sun.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't. I mean, this is a large club. I don't know. I don't know if I've sold 450 tickets for both shows. I wouldn't be surprised, but we're worth checking if you can squeeze in for my show tonight.
Squeeze in, you guys. He'll have fresh bandages.
Whatever.
That's the reason alone to come to the show.
Steve's a great comic. A lot of like people that get into comedy after celebrity are horrible. I've worked with him a whole weekend. He's a fucking great comic. I would definitely come
well,
see the show.
Well, thank you, man. That means the world to me, especially as I just felt so fucking douchey for everything I just said in the last 2 minutes. So thank you.
All right, this last game we're going to play today, this is for all the Marabills, is called Last Man Stanton. And Jacob gets to go first again, but we'll flip the order around. So Andre second, and then Steve, and we just go around like that. Well, you know what? I play along on this game, too, so I get a turn in between Jacob and Andre. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to get the name of an actor or actress from a pre-selected audience member, and then we're going to take turns saying movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But one time, you can go to your name tag. You can go to Nate Polian, Steve. And you can go to Sabino, and Jacob can go to Chewbacca. Baby Chewbacca, you can each go to your lifeline one time and one time only. And don't help each other on this one.
Okay, yeah.
You're every man for himself. I want to see some fierce competition up here.
Do we blurt it out, or is there some...
No, you go in order.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
When it's your right. turn, you can't think of one.
Oh, I understand. It's kind of like that drinking game.
Yeah. And we start with finding the name we're going to use today. In the audience tonight is someone named Stephanie Lane from Twitter. That's you? Hey. And bring me that thing that you showed me today on the internet, because she wanted to get her name tag printed up for tonight. And then this is what was sent to her by the printing company. It says, New You Aesthetics Guest Appreciation Barbecue. It's got the word name tag on it, because what you got to do when you show up for the New You Aesthetics Guest Appreciation Barbecue, which is a hot ticket, you have to get a name tag. You have to claim your take-home glass. Do not forget your take-home glass. And then you need to get a beverage. Don't want to fuck up there. You got to stay hydrated. Grab a plate. Probably didn't have any food at this event. It's probably just a free plate like they used to do at gas stations. And then number five, have a bunch of fun, is right there on there. And so did you ever get your real name tag?
Yeah, we put it in the Staples this morning.
Okay, but there's not this big.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, let's see the real one. Let's see your real work. Because that's hilarious that almost had to be your actual name tag. Love aesthetics.
My stepmother is an alien.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
But that was supposed to come that big as that other one? Holy shit. Jason and Silent Bob Strike Back. All right. Jason and Silent Bob. All right, what? What are they called? Vista Print is a shithead. Okay. I'm glad we covered that. All right, now, so what is your name for, since you went through all this trouble, what is your suggestion for Last Man Stanton?
Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton. Jacob and I were just talking today about what an awful, awful name that is. People get her confused with Kate Blanchett. If they're lucky, they get her confused with Kate Blanchett. Tilda Swinton is such a chameleon. Andre, name a Tilda Swinton movie.
Who the fuck is Tilda Swinton?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we get a new fucking name? I'm pretty personally offended by that. Yeah. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Chewbacca, come get your prizes.
Tilda Swinton?
Tilda. Take that back. I'm not personally offended. Okay?
If you just keep saying it, it'll make sense.
Tilda Swinton?
Is it a movie you brought up?
Oh, yeah?
Did you guys see Snowpiercer? That's a great one for your list. You will love Snowpiercer.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Write that shit down, Steve.
Snowpiercer?
Snowpiercer, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, are we not going to use
Tilda? She's very good in that.
I love how he has, like, the like,
are we going to use her?
What?
Are we going to do Tilda Swinton?
Well, you already won. No. We don't know who it is.
I mean, Jacob's the only one that can name a Tilda Swinton movie. What's the fun in that?
Yeah, I agree.
So what I'd like the two of you to do, Steve and Andre.
Yeah.
We're a team.
Kind of. I'd like the two of you to get together and name it. Think of an actor that you think you know more movies than Jacob knows for that actor. And that'll be who we play. We'll give you guys a little...
I hate Mickey Rourke.
A little leg up. Don't you dare... If you hate him, of course you know a bunch of movies he was in.
I love Mickey Rourke. He's my go-to when we get to pick.
Can we do foreign films as well?
The only other thing I ask is that you make the decision today-ish. But make it together. Talk it through. Like, say, I like Tom Hanks. Oh, yeah, fuck you. I like...
Jr., but I can't think of any movies like Charlie Sheen.
Let's do Charlie Sheen.
Let's do Charlie Sheen.
But it's okay, I'm bluffing. I don't...
Well... He's going to know more than us anyway, right? So fuck it. Let's just do something we actually know. Like,
okay.
At least you'll have a strong showing.
Right.
Johnny Depp.
Okay, I could do Johnny Depp. Yeah.
Yeah, again.
Great.
We're going to lose. We're going to lose that.
None of the new shit, though, please. Like, no.
What do you mean?
None of the new shit. We're not allowed to guess.
I don't know.
What year.
Okay, so.
Pre-wife beater Johnny Depp. I'm just saying, his movies suck the past few years. I don't know if that's your friend or something. I'm sorry.
Nah, dude, that he's Black Mass movie was the shit, dude.
He's one of our favorite guests on this show.
Fuck!
I talked to him. He's coming to your show tomorrow night. He flies all over the country wasting money. You know he's got money problems.
Can I say it, too? This isn't funny at all, but when I watched the movie Blow... And then on the fucking DVD, they had the deleted scenes. Like, they had footage of him actually sitting there
Beating his wife.
No, talking to the guy who he played. Oh. And it was so fucking impressive, having just seen the movie, and then you see the guy he played. He fucking became that dude. He's the most talented actor ever, Johnny Depp. Same deal with that fucking Black Mass movie with the Whitey Bulger. Same deal with the fucking Hunter S. Thompson movie with
stop
the
Stop naming movies, Steve.
Fucking...
Steve, stop naming Johnny Depp.
He does not understand how this works.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, Steve. So it sounds like you might last for a second in this game. But stop giving the rest of us ideas.
Okay.
Jacob, you go first.
So fucking good.
Jacob gets to go first.
Sure, well, I mean, I'm going to do the easy thing and take the ones he did and say Black Mass.
Okay, I'll say Blow, Andre.
Benny and June.
Oh.
Okay,
what
Steve?
Was that one he was in with fucking... Okay. Edward Scissorhands.
Yes. Jacob.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, he's in there.
Sorry.
Now you got to say the exact title, so be careful with the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. But I'm not going to stick my neck out on that one just yet when I can say Black Mass.
I said it.
Oh, you did.
That was
you did.
Okay, ooh, he's out.
Okay. All right,
no,
I'm out.
No. I don't know the rules.
We generally keep going if you... I just forgot that it was...
Right. Sorry.
Even though it was said moments ago.
I apologize.
By the person who announced he was going to say all the ones that have already been said. So, instead, I will go with... Oh, Tusk.
Just a one.
Okay.
Back to me?
Yeah.
Charlie and the Chocolate.
Wait, no, sorry. Andre.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Donnie Brasco.
Yeah.
There was such a fucking distinct cameo in 21 Jump Street.
Yes.
Already burned it, so Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, okay. Clappy, clap, clap.
We're not listing our favorites, guys. You understand how the game works, right?
I'm not afraid to list
You're listing all the douchey ones, though. I
like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I'm not afraid to name one of my favorites of his, and that would be... What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, that was on. That was one I was trying to think of. That had Leonardo DiCaprio in it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fuck. Okay, cool.
Now, Andre, don't forget, you can go to Sabino anytime you want.
Don't need to. Rum Diaries.
All right.
That's a newer one.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. Oh, it's where he met the...
That features the woman that you said that ever since...
Look, I don't know why. I don't know why I even said that. I don't know if he actually, like...
But it's the Rum Diary, right?
Rum Diary?
It's the Rum Diary.
He doesn't have, like,
basketball
multiple
diaries.
Diaries.
Rum Diary.
Okay.
You conflated those two movies.
All right.
Even though Johnny Depp's only on one.
That's a great movie. He's not in.
All right.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Steve's turn. You want to go to your lifeline?
No. I just had one. And the Lone Ranger.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with what I consider to be Tim Burton's last great movie, Sleepy Hollow.
Okay. I hope that Jacob wins today, because if he doesn't, he's going to be a real crybaby.
I'm not.
You're going to win.
I'm not so sure.
Andre, is it lifeline time?
Yeah.
What do you got, Sabino?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
You like that?
Best.
I love it.
All right, you're still in. Steve?
Okay, you said be careful, but I just remember it. It's Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yes!
Rango.
Oh, okay.
That was good. Fuck, that was good.
Yoga Hosers. Kind of a de facto sequel to Tusk. Andre, you got another one? Or is it tap time?
Don't look at me with that mustache.
Fuck. Yeah, I think I'm out, man.
All right. Well, you had a really...
I had a strong
really
showing.
Strong
kind of.
Showing.
Kind yeah. of, yeah.
Proud of you.
Thanks, Doug.
Can't wait to see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, me too.
Playing
Andre,
with the band.
Andre was a great first timer. All these guys.
Steve?
Let me make the point that Jacob didn't use everything I used. Fucking Fear and Loathing Las Vegas, yes!
Well, let me make a point. You said the fucking Hunter S. Thompson one is how you said it, so you didn't say the title.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Good.
Oh, actually, I did. But whatever, thanks.
No, that's good. How about Nick of Time?
Oh, yes. They told that one in real time. That shit was crazy. All right, I'm gonna go with, what the fuck was the name of that thing where he was all like, oh, my favorite one, my favorite Johnny Depp movie, Ed Wood.
Good one.
Oh,
Steve's got one.
No, I'm so close to one. Fuck. Okay, dude, he was in something with fucking Winona Ryder. I know it. What was it?
We've done.
Oh, was that Crybaby?
No.
Fuck. All right, I'm going for my lifeline. Where you at, Nate?
Nate, what do you got?
He's on his phone. Nate's on his phone. It's okay, though. It's okay.
Cheater, what do you got?
Secret window.
Whoop.
Thanks, okay. Nate.
Jacob?
Shit, there's so many left.
Yeah,
so many left. What a dick. What a dick thing to say.
No, I mean, he's made a lot of movies. Alice Through the Looking Glass.
What?
Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, yeah.
Can we...
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. Back to you, Steve.
Was he in Gleaming the Cube?
That was Christian Slater.
I wish. All right,
I'm out.
All right, Steve's out. Jacob?
You want to keep going, Doug?
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, you think you can beat me?
No, but I didn't need to. Let me think.
You need to right now.
Yeah, I know. The Astronaut's Wife.
Oh. You son of a bitch.
I think you're going to do a thing here.
Oh, wait. Oh, fuck. I've got one in my head. I can't think of the stupid name of that movie. Oh, shit cock. Oh. All right, I give up. Wait, no. Ah! Jacob's our winner!
Can I keep this too?
What's the name of the one where he's the net title character and it begins with M and he's the title character? Mordecai! I couldn't think of Mordecai. And then what's the one with Angelina Jolie? The Tourist! Congratulations to Chewbacca! Where's Chewbacca at? Yeah, we don't need the shithead. You won, shithead.
Where's Chewbacca at?
Come on, dude. Come and get your prizes. Congratulations. Yeah. Does Jacob get to keep Chewbacca? That is a weird little guy.
Yeah, bro, bring that shit to the green room, dude. Yeah.
That's your pass into the green room. Behind the scenes magic.
That's right.
Red Gold Green featuring our friend Andre. Spell your last name so people can find you on Twitter. Or you on Twitter, you're just A-N-D-R-E-I.
That's it.
Yeah, perfect. Just Andre is all you need to know. But say your last name just so we can hear it.
Boothio Chanu.
Okay. And yeah.
Andre Gold.
Try spelling that. Yeah, I like calling you Andre Gold. Yeah. And thanks for being here. And you're out on tour with Dirty Heads and Soja and the Green for a few more weeks.
We have less than seven shows.
Oh, seven shows.
July 23rd in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But then people can look for you. You know, you'll be back home on the East Coast.
We're doing dates with Lettuce in October.
Lettuce?
Lettuce. Come to the Lettuce dates.
All right. Great. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Yeah. Steve-O, two more shows here tonight. Come back and see him. And what else, where can people look for you? Like, you have a website and stuff?
Yeah, and whenever I'm on a podcast, I really do like to wait until the very end to say to everybody, if you're still listening and you have enjoyed me as a guest, please throw me a tweet at Steve-O on Twitter. I just love it. I love it, you know, because I'm so fascinated by podcasts, and I want to know, like, are there really people listening all the way through?
I hope people step up. I hope it's not like crickets. He gets like one tweet from somebody. I didn't care for it.
Right. I mean, whatever. It's a douchey thing to say. I mean, I just really enjoy that. And also, I do want to let you know that at stevo.com, the Showtime comedy special and the book that I gave to the gift bag, every copy is autographed if you want to buy an autographed book or an autographed comedy special. So go get that, among other merchandise, at stevo.com. And again, Doug, thank you. This has been a fun
one. Thank you, Steve-O.
I really enjoyed it.
And our winner today, I have to ask you, can you come back to the show next Wednesday in San Diego?
No.
All right.
We'll talk about it.
We'll figure it out. I like the guests to be a surprise, but maybe you'll be there, maybe you won't.
We'll see.
What else you got going on?
Ben, I'm doing a lot of sets around Los Angeles with my friend Kasim Bentley. I promoted that on the show. We do this act, Siroff Bentley. It's my black friend. We do the dueling racist crowd work thing. So we're trying to hone that, submit it to festivals in Africa.
Dueling racist crowd work.
Yeah, for an hour. It's fucking intense.
Yeah, and it's about time.
Yeah, right? I think so.
I'm tired of one guy on stage doing racist crowd work.
That's right.
Let's get a team of it.
Especially a skinny Jewish guy. I need him there.
Dueling means like the more racist, the better?
Just like he picks on him, I pick on him, we bring it together. It's fun.
All right.
That's a lot of fun. So we're doing that, and I'm just trying to get another writing gig.
How do people write to you on Twitter to tell you how much they like your appearance on the show?
They say I get equal parts both. I get that and the opposite of that.
Yeah.
But
where do they go?
Jacob Siroff, 1F, SIROF, Twitter and Instagram. Follow me.
All right.
I'll slide into those DMs if you're
cute. Thanks, dude.
He really will.
We are officially out of time, but thank you to the Tempe Improv for having us back again. And also, I will be doing Douglas Movies again at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on July 31st. And Thanks to my guests one more time, Andre, Steve, and Jacob.
And thanks to you, Doug, one more time, man. I'm so fucking impressed by you. Thank you, thank you.
All right, now here's the consolation part. As always, Governor Susana Martinez is a shithead. Mixed feelings about that. I think we can all agree on this next one, though. Rectal bleeding is a shithead.
Once again, thanks to our pals at Loot Crate for sponsoring today's show. Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. July's Loot Crate theme is animation, featuring items from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Futurama, Bob's Burgers, and Rick and Morty. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. Subscribe by the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to receive this month's crate. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter my code DOUG to save $3 on any new subscription today.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.